Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Sue Lee episode. She was highly recommended, and so I looked into her. She's an awesome, super unique musician. You check out her YouTube videos. My favorite part of her interview was just talking about what it's like for her living out in South Korea. She's out there right now, as well as critiquing and looking at all of the gear that she's using, as well as all of the music and videos, cool videos she's been working on. So thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for joining me.
No worries. No worries. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Musician Sue Lee, currently living in South Korea, up and coming musician.
Wait, is this being recorded right now?
Yeah, I'm recording. It's a Zoom meeting, but this is the only one I can do because I can't get to South Korea.
Sorry.
It's okay. 안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
한국 사람이에요. So my friend, he brought me to your attention. He's like, you should check her out. And then I was looking up your videos and I was really getting into it. And first off, where are you from and how'd you get into music?
I'm from South Korea. My name is Sue Lee.
Okay.
And I've only just started doing music a year ago, really. I think less than a year.
Really?
Yeah, just like writing songs and producing, it's been less than a year. So I'm still learning. I'm still a baby musician. I'm still, you know, still improving, still watching tutorials, still.
You're I don't doing consider a great myself job.
A thank you.
Yeah, like your YouTube is like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah.
So how did you get into music in the first place and everything?
I was brought up classically because I started learning to play the cello when I was like 8. Uh-huh. So I guess I always had a bit of like a musical flow in my life. And I at one point I was being trained classically to play the cello, to be a professional cellist. But, you know, I kind of realized that going the classical route isn't really my calling.
Right.
So
right.
Kind of, you know, casually practicing here and there. But just a year ago, less than a year ago, I was like, I don't want to get a job.
Yeah.
I don't want to get a job. I don't think it's my thing. I tried some internships and it just didn't work out. It's not my thing.
Right. Have you worked in restaurants?
I did a few part-time jobs actually. Yes.
It's hard.
It's bad. It's really bad. It's not my thing.
Yeah, I worked at a sushi restaurant out here in LA called Sushi Dan's.
Nice.
And my bosses were Korean as well.
Okay. Oh, cool.
And I went through hell. Like, they would not let, like, I smoked back then, and they told me I couldn't smoke here. I had to go walk to the other end of the hall. And then the sushi chef said, you know how Koreans can talk to you kind of like in a demeaning way, like, because of like, the respect.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say it's demeaning, but yes, there's like a hierarchy.
There's a hierarchy, yeah.
Different ways of addressing the kind of elderlies and the more or less of the elderly.
Yeah, he'd be like, yeah, shikya, you go, you know, shikya, huh?
I see what you mean, yeah.
You know what I mean? And so
I
never had a good time waiting tables. I worked at IHOP. I worked at
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Standard American.
So do your parents, do you have siblings in Korea? Like how's that? Like, do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have one sister, a small one. She's a younger one, mm-hmm. And it's just the two of us, and it's my mom, just the three of us, so three girls. Dad's kind of away. He's doing his own thing somewhere.
Where is he? Is he in Hanguk?
Yes, he is. He's in Korea.
Uh-huh.
And like, you know, I'm after my parents split a few years ago. You know, it was either like, it was kind of on bad terms, so it was like either me it's either like my mom or my dad, and I obviously chose my mom.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't. I didn't know that about. I didn't know that they were split.
Yeah, they were split. I mean,
because that's kind of unheard of in the Korean. You know what I'm saying? And like the Korean tradition, like usually, even if like the parents hate each other, they like still stick together.
No? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's like I mean to be honest, as a child, like I never really like learned about the specifics of as to like why they split, but it's definitely not a common thing to happen. Yeah. I think it's getting more and more common though, as it is in America, but
right.
But yeah, I it was like, it wasn't a difficult decision. Let me just tell you that, because it wasn't like, oh my gosh, do I have to choose my dad or my mom? But it was an obvious choice. Yeah.
So in my family, like my dad passed last August, but like throughout our history of you know, like keeping the family together, there was domestic violence involved as well. Like he was very abusive during a certain window. Mixed with alcoholism, and but you know, my mom just kind of like, you know, gutted her way through that, and I mean, through time, like I ended up forgiving him, but it was very difficult to deal with growing up, you know, because you know Korean dads could be very violent, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can't really speak for everybody, all families, because obviously I've only experienced mine. But yeah, it's, I think I'm slowly learning though that my parents are as human as we all are. I think growing up, we kind of, you know, parents are gods basically, you know, we look up to them and we learn from them and we think they are this, you know, they're the superheroes. But I think, you know, kind of witnessing my parents splitting up and seeing a lot of the vulnerable side of my parents, I kind of realized that they're just as human as we all are, and they make mistakes as we all do.
Yeah.
And I think I'm just kind of, you know, learning all that jazz.
Well, I'm just like, I'm super hyped on your, just the music you've been putting out. Like, so how did you get your style? You have such a unique style, even the way you do your videos and stuff. Like, what inspired you to do it that way? And like, I love it, by the way. I love it.
Thank you.
I love what you're doing. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's just like the stuff that I do is just really just an extension of who I am as a person. It's like, I every single thing that I put out is me. It's like,
and
it's
that's
not like
what I want to get to. You could tell. Oh, by the way, my girlfriend's a huge fan of yours.
Thank you.
So shout out to my girl, Moni.
Yeah.
I said, she goes, who's your guest this week? And I go, oh, this awesome musician, up-and-coming musician. She's Korean. Her name's Su Lee. She goes, oh, well, send me her link. And then so she started watching all your videos, and she goes, oh, my God, I love her. And we got to the consensus of the reason why we love you so much is because it's, you're just being yourself, you know, what I mean? You're being yourself, and it's showing, you know, through your art and your music, you know, you're not, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, like in today's age, people are like clout chasing or being, but you're like completely being authentic. And that's what we love about what you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I could do that even if I wanted to. I'm very bad at lying. I'm really bad at it. It shows.
Yeah,
if I say something that I don't mean, it shows.
Yeah.
So, I'm not like, I always say that I'm not a pop star, like a pop star material. I can't put up a mask. I can't really do it. It's not really in
my
abilities to do it. So yeah, I have no other option but to be myself. And
yeah.
To, you know.
So when did you start seeing like a change in like, you know, listeners and viewers? Like, is it when you start doing the YouTube thing, videos?
No, it was like, I've been doing YouTube for, you know, as long as I can remember, you know, since I first started doing music full time. It was just like, although it wasn't as regular, like the contents weren't as regular as it is now, because, you know, there's more audience, and I feel like I want to show more to viewers and the listeners. But I've always been putting up videos. I've always been posting.
Yeah. Can we shout out your YouTube channel real quick on the Zoom? Can you give a shout out to your YouTube channel? What your YouTube channel is?
Yeah. Oh God, I'm so bad at this.
This is the whole reason, because I want to expose you to like the people listening to this, to your music and your videos.
Yes, my channel is. I think I have a custom URL, which is like youtube.com/SuLeeOfficial. So it's like
right now, folks.
SuLeE official.
Yeah.
Have I spelled it right? I don't even know. I don't care.
Sue, that's a SU, right? SuLeE.
Yes. Yeah. SuLeE official. That's SuLeE official.
Yeah.
youtube.com/
Yeah. I had a personal question as far as, cause you know, I do music production as well. Do you do all your production as well?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You produce all your music.
Yeah.
Okay. So what types of gear, like what do you incorporate in your music? Do you have like a MIDI controller, a keyboard? Like how are you doing it?
My setup is pretty basic, like super basic. Like I can actually pack up and just move around with the gears that I use for my recording. But like I use this, like which is like pretty much.
Oh, let me take a look at. Oh, what is that?
It's a Akai Mini.
Damn, it's an Akai. They made the MPC. Yeah, that's a good company.
Yeah, just the standard like super portable, sturdy MIDI. Yeah.
And so I use is that a MIDI controller?
Yeah.
What sound could it create?
It's like it's got like a like little no sponsor, like this is just like what
yeah,
I
hey
use.
But hey Akai, if you're listening, definitely sponsor my girl SuLeE. She can
not
use the sponsorship.
Please reach out to me.
Yeah, for real. No, that's dope. I don't even know, I've never even seen that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool actually. Like it's got all the stuff, but like obviously kind of shrunk down a little bit, but it's got the basics like the drum button.
Yeah, the drum, and then you those pads, you can trigger stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what are you recording on? What program are you recording that music onto?
I use Ableton Live.
That's what's up. Ableton and that's all you need, huh?
Ableton's the way to go. I mean, I personally haven't tried any other music production software. Like FL Studio and like. I've never even used GarageBand, actually.
I was just gonna, you read my mind, because I'm on GarageBand.
Yeah, I've never used it. Not by choice.
It's like, I understand it. You could really edit easy on it. It's like a very, like, straightforward program, and it's free with your Apple computer.
That's the thing, I've never used Apple computer before, so I've never used GarageBand.
You would probably like it because, like, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's easy to, like, and then once you export, it goes right onto your iTunes library.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so you just, like, you could just, like, edit your stuff, put vocal. And, dude, I don't even use a mic. I do, like, the built-in mic on the laptop.
Oh, nice.
So I wrap all my stuff, like, just into the laptop, like, with my little earplugs in.
I'm curious now. I want to. I send me links. I'd love to.
Yeah, it's pretty. The reason being is because it's like, well, you know, it came with the computer. I can't afford Pro Tools right now, and I'd rather just, you know, if I could, because you know, I'm like old school. Like I like had to work my way up with technology. Like I'm used to recording on like we started with 4-track recorders. You know what I mean?
What are those?
Yeah. I'll show you what an 8-track is.
Oh gosh. Oh.
So this is.
Oh, nice. That's like proper retro. What is that?
It's just a multi-track recorder, and nice. And then you could, you know, there's 8 tracks.
Wait, I think I've seen one of those in one of the Ed Sheeran's like. I think Ed Sheeran's recorded some of his previous stuff on it. I think that looks familiar. It looks.
Yeah. So it's so basically, cool. It has the same idea. One track, you could put your drums. Oh, track two, you could put your bass line. You could do vocals on 3 and 4. And yeah, it's just it's basically, it's the same thing you would get on, like, you know, GarageBand. It's just a recorder, you know, but it's like.
So it records internally. You can just, like, speak to it and it would record.
Yeah, well, there's RCA inputs or you know, microphone jack in, a quarter inch. And you could, like, let's say with my drum machine. Here, I'll grab my drum machine.
I love your socks, by the way.
So my sampler, with my sampler, I go out with the RCAs into this machine. So I put this into this.
Okay.
And then that's you just record, and then you could just bounce it. But since there's better technology now, this is the way you had to do it back then. Like
that. Oh, that's analog, the analog way. Yeah.
Although this is a digital recorder, you know.
Right.
So going back to this machine, this used to be like just four tracks, and then you needed a tape in it, like a cassette tape.
Okay.
And you recorded the music onto a tape like that was built into this thing.
Whoa.
Prehistoric kind of way of recording.
The Stone Age of recording. Sounds sweet though. It looks pretty cool. Like,
yeah,
for me, that's an uncharted area. Like, I'm still learning about the digital production side, let alone the analog.
You don't have to go backwards. This is just the way you had to do it back then. Nowadays, you have the proper stuff. Like, I'm actually like, I'm like way behind what you're using. Like, I wouldn't be able to like figure that out. I'm old school, you know. My girl actually got me like the introduction Ableton program.
Oh yeah, I think you can get like a mini version. Yeah, actually, yeah.
So she got me that, and I couldn't figure.
Somebody
logged me. I couldn't figure it out. I was spent all night, and I was like, well, how do I just make a beat, or how do I do drums? I just couldn't do it, and I just got frustrated.
Isn't there a software called like Fruity Loops or something? I think that's similar to GarageBand.
So crazy you brought up Fruity Loops, because that's the program when I had my old PC, like in early 2000, like I would say 2004,
right.
2005, I would incorporate Fruity Loops into like my production as well. I really love that program.
Do people still use it? I don't know much about.
I don't know. Does it still exist?
I don't know.
Oh, I would still love to use that. Yeah. Because you could do all kinds of, you could do all kinds of like drum programming on it. Like come up with your own like drums and stuff and beats.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like software, I'm still learning as well. Like I'm still watching tons of tutorials myself.
Yeah. And now as far as like, what are you recording your videos on? Do you have like, what kind of camera equipment are you using? Do you have your own like,
I use like my phone to record my podcasts, which I just started.
Can we shout out your podcast real quick? More familiar with it. Where can people listen to your podcast?
Oh, well, I'm not really actually like putting it up on any streaming sites yet, but it's on YouTube. It's on my channel.
Okay.
It's called Overthinker Society. It's really fun because
Overthinker Society.
Yeah.
Look that up and subscribe. Yeah.
Yes, let's overthink together.
Yeah.
Join me.
What did you think of that title?
I think it came quite naturally. It was just like, I overthink, I'm an overthinker.
Yeah.
And let me just invite some people in. So
yeah,
society and then Overthinker Society. It just kind of was a little intuitive just naming of it.
You made me think of just how, because we're both Korean, and do you think that's like a Korean trait? Because sometimes I can't sleep because I'm overthinking. Overanalyzing things, you know?
Yeah, me too. I mean, yeah. I don't think it's a Korean thing. I think it's more of a universal trait. Obviously the levels at which like people overthink depends on your personality or your life experience or whatever your thought process is, but I think it's just kind of like some people just think too much.
Yeah.
And it's toxic sometimes. It's really bad. Gets you
right.
Really,
no, I hear you.
Yeah.
So what's it like in Korea right now? Are people wearing masks and everything? Like, what's it like living out there?
It's pretty chill, actually. I think, yeah, we're still wearing masks and we're like, you know, still social distancing and stuff and whatnot. But yeah. We were never in quarantine. So we never was asked to, like, you know, stay inside, and that was like the legal requirement. Yeah,
right.
Nationally. You know, we were never in lockdown. But we're still, you know, washing our hands, wearing masks, and sometimes we're not allowed in stores if we're not wearing masks and things like that. But yeah, still, Corona's still, you know, kind of out and about.
And as far as, because I love watching your Instagram stories.
Oh, you are.
Yeah. They're awesome.
Thanks.
It's kind of like a day in the life, kind of like, because, you know, like, yeah. I love the way you just will film like a random building, you know, and then
and
at the end of the day, you're eating like kimchi jjigae.
Yeah. Kimchi jjigae is like my standard go-to. I think that's the most, like, the healthiest that my diet could ever get, kimchi jjigae.
Yeah.
Because, like, it doesn't go off from there. Like, it's always, like, sweets for me or, like, cereal bars.
I was craving it watching you eat, like, kimchi. I was like, oh, my God, I want it right now.
Yeah, it's good. Mom made it. So, you know it's going to be good when mom.
Oh, yeah. Because my mom, you know what? The one thing I regret, because my mom always, like, just the Korean, like, essentials, like, kimbap in, kimchi jjigae. Like, I didn't pay attention. Like, she tried to teach me how to make it, but now I regret it because I'm like, damn, I would love to make that right now, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you can always, like, look at recipes and stuff, but it's just not the same when mom makes it. Like,
yeah.
Mom made is always better than any of the, like, recipe followed.
Does she put tofu in it? Like, what does she put in it to make it really good?
Oh, yeah, she puts all the things, all the basics.
Tofu.
Yeah, tofu, but I'm more of a, like, I'm getting all, like, obsessive over it, but I'm more of a beef person. Like, I'm more of a pork kimchi jjigae rather than tofu kimchi jjigae, which is, like, a completely different genre of kimchi jjigae.
Yeah, I love it all.
I'm more of the pork person.
Yeah. So, like, did she make a whole pot of it and just give it to you? You put it in your fridge?
Yep. She makes, like, a whole pot, like, which is massive, and I just kind of take
oh my god
for me to, like, finish it. But oh god,
can you eat that every day? I could
definitely
eat that every day.
Yeah. I have phases with food though. Like, when I get into a certain food, I would just run with it and eat nothing but that for, like, a certain period of time until I get so tired of it that I never even touch my hands on it.
I'm like that now with quarantine now, too. I just eat the same thing every night.
Yeah. What is it for you?
So I make a pot of rice.
Right.
And I make basically, like, this egg and ham kind of, like, omelet fusion thing.
Okay.
And then when it's cooked, I sprinkle cheese over it so it melts all over it. And then I put that over the rice.
Oh yeah, okay.
And I have a cucumber salad recipe the base ingredients of rice vinegar, a little salt, a little pepper, sesame seeds, and then it's kind of like my side dish.
I'm envisioning the whole taste and, like, the look of it now. It sounds amazing. Nice.
My mom taught me how to make that, because I'm like, well, cool. Damn, you know, I want to make, like, at least know how to do a side dish, you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe. I should ask my mom to teach me some stuff. I suck at cooking, so not really. I don't think I suck at everything that I do with my own hands. My family calls me poop hands in the household, because I'm so shit with, like, crafting stuff. I'm really bad at it.
Like, dong hands?
Yeah, dong son.
Dong hands. Yeah. Like, dude, that would be an awesome name for a band.
Oh my god.
Dong, like a punk rock. Now in Korea, like, I know, like, breakdancing's big in Korea, but are they open to, like, alternative music, like, different music?
Frankly, I'm not really sure, because I mean, K-pop is obviously the predominant, like, kind of culture in music, music industry here in Korea. That's like the main thing that people.
That whole culture of K-pop, it's just really outside my realm. It's like I don't really understand it that much.
I don't really listen to K-pop either. Having said that, I'm a huge fan of EXO though. I don't know if you've heard them, but their songs are.
What's that girl? What's a couple of her hits?
I think
they have like love songs and stuff like that.
They're mostly, I think a lot of, they're mostly love songs.
Yeah, I think my mom likes that, her.
Oh, no, EXO's EXO's a boy group.
I thought it was a female singer. I'm sorry. That's how much I know about K-pop. I don't know nothing.
Frankly, I don't know much about the K-pop scene either myself. But
I know who JYP is, though. Keep in mind, I know who that is.
JYP, yes.
Yeah.
JRP.
He's like the Puff Daddy of Korea. Like, he, like, recruits all these kids.
Yeah, and he's also, I believe he's also an active singer as well himself.
Oh, yeah. My brother's a comedian and actor, and so back in the day, he flew my brother out for, have you heard of the Wonder Girls?
Yes.
Yeah, so my brother Bobby is in one of the Wonder Girls video as an alien.
Oh, wow.
And they had an extra plane ticket, so I went out there to Korea, and, dude, they filmed 18 hours straight.
Just for the music video?
Just for the music video. He didn't have his own trailer. It was just, like, one trailer where everyone was at, and they had one lunch break. They had a big pot of kimchi jjigae and, like, like a catering service. It was just one big pot of kimchi jjigae. And after they ate, they go, okay, back, like, Koreans, like,
they're wow, that's around. Intense. That's intense. 18 hours, Jesus Christ!
They're crazy. Like workaholics.
Wow, I wonder.
I don't get the recruitment aspect because I know that they have dormitories and stuff. It's like crazy.
Yeah, like the trainee system, I believe, is very
a grooming. Present. There's like a whole grooming recruitment system. It's like really odd.
Yeah, it's a very peculiar system compared to how the music industry works in America and like the Western hemisphere. Maybe it's a cultural difference. Maybe it is. It's definitely very, very different from the Western hemisphere.
Right. And I just read an article too about like there's like post-depression, like suicides too, like K-pop stars like killing themselves. You know, because there has to be a lot of pressure of being in the limelight and then moving out of that where you're like irrelevant, so to speak, and then dealing with that kind of reality, you know, the post-traumatic kind of like, what do I do now type thing, you know?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I can't speak for these people.
I can't either.
I know for sure that they bust their asses for their dreams and things like that, and it's amazing when people achieve things that they deserve, you know, for what they've been building up for and training for many, many years in their lives. I think there's so much competition as well. I think it's I've been lucky enough to not, you know, still be able to start pursuing music without having experienced all that. Uh-huh. But yeah, there's still a lot of competition, you know. People train for years and still not be able to even get the chance to debut. It's an area that I don't know if I would ever subscribe.
I think that you're personally on the right trajectory. You're like a one person army because you're like filming all your stuff, you're producing all your stuff, you're writing all your stuff. You know what I'm saying? I think that that's it's awesome in today's age that people are able to do that, and they work outside the system, you know what I mean?
Yeah, people can, like, honestly, people can do it. Like, it's the learning curve is steep, definitely, but like with the equipment getting so inexpensive and like the tutorials are literally there for everyone to watch, it's like everyone can do it, really. Everyone can do it with the right hustling mindset, I guess.
Yeah, you're doing a fantastic job. So, like, as far as I know, you can't perform now, but, like, have you performed, have you done shows out there in Korea or the States or anything?
I mean, not officially. Like, I've done like school talent shows.
Yeah. Because I think that's what's next for you. It's like, once this thing's all over and it starts settling down, like, because I'm sure, because you're building up a fan base as we speak, and I'm sure people would love to come out and support and see you. You know,
I'd love to see them as well. Like, I want to make this physical, you know, I want to make this tactile.
Absolutely.
I'd love to get into live shows sometime. Yeah. Hopefully soon, when this, you know, hopefully this COVID-19 situation gets better.
I know it's crazy right now.
Very soon, fingers crossed.
So where can most listeners download and listen to your music and, like, get your music? Like, where is the best place to go to?
I mean, my songs are pretty much out everywhere, iTunes, Spotify, everywhere. Uh-huh. But for people to specifically download the songs, I would say Bandcamp in a more universal way, because
I love Bandcamp.
Yeah,
I'm a Bandcamp. Huge advocate for Bandcamp. I love Bandcamp. I'm on Bandcamp myself. I love it.
Nice.
I love Bandcamp. It's pretty straightforward.
You know, like, you can just upload.
Yeah. And,
like, you don't have to wait, like, you know, like you have to with, you know, uploading your
songs.
With
streaming services, that if people want to buy your music, it goes directly to you through your PayPal or whatever you want to do.
Yeah. So, I think it's pretty artist-friendly, Bandcamp.
Can we shout out your Bandcamp right now? Like, what's your personal Bandcamp again?
I should probably know this, but I don't.
I think it's important. Go ahead and look it up, because I want people to know what your Bandcamp is.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna go see it now.
Yeah.
I'm literally having to.
Because when this comes out, I want them to go directly to your Bandcamp to download some of your stuff.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Where is it? Okay, Bandcamp. Here it is.
Okay.
Oh, it's Sue Lee Bandcamp. So it's SueLee.bandcamp.com, and Sue Lee is SueLee.bandcamp.com.
SueLee.bandcamp.com, right?
Yes. I believe so. Yes, that is correct. SueLee.
So that, again, that's SueLee.bandcamp.com. How many projects do you have on your Bandcamp?
Right now I've got all of them. So I, like, all my EP, like all the singles and even songs that I haven't actually released on streaming services yet.
Yeah. And so how much is a song? Like 99 cents? Do you have it marked like that? The pricing?
I believe some of them are free, actually, but you can just, like, opt to, like, pay a little more if you want.
Yeah, so you...
basically just $1 for a track, though, basically. Yeah.
So hopefully when this comes out, people go directly to your Bandcamp and get some of your stuff. Because that would help out, right?
I would very much appreciate that. That would be great.
Yeah, yeah. So, again, Sue Lee. SueLee.bandcamp.com. Okay. Yes. Should I put this in the description on my YouTube when I post it?
Yeah, that'd be great.
We're done here in a few minutes, because we're getting down to the last 10 minutes or so.
All good. Okay.
Yeah, I keep my Zoom interviews kind of like short and sweet, like 45 minutes. Because I usually, good. If you were in LA, it'd be like an hour or so, but I wanted to emphasize that more. Maybe I'm asking you, after this is all said and done, for you to send me those links. I need to start doing that anyway, putting the guest links on there.
Yeah, sounds great.
And so, okay, look, can we, since we're kind of like winding down now, can we shout out all your social media, your YouTube, do you have merch?
Oh, yeah, I recently put out merch, actually.
Okay, let's talk about that. I want to, like, really put a flashlight on that. So,
cool.
Yeah, where could they get a shirt or something from you?
That's on Teespring. Mm-hmm. And Teespring is site that I put out my merch on. And yeah, I've got the link out here.
Yeah.
And it's teespring.com/stores/Sue Lee.
Pick up a t-shirt today, folks. You know?
Pick it up.
So she can have more kimchi jjigae to eat and keep up. And so do you go to the grocery stores out there? There's like cool little stores to get.
Oh, yeah. Supermarkets are my favorite place in the world. Like I could spend hours looking through different products and labels on.
Yeah. Hey, Korea has their own version of 7-Up. What is it called? It's in like it looks like a Red Bull can. It looks like kind of like a Red Bull can. It's yellow and green. Is that out there? It's like kind of like Sprite or 7-Up. It's like this sparkly, sparkling lemon and lime soda drink.
Ooh, I mean, we have so many beverages that are just exclusive to Korea.
Yeah. Can I give a shout out to Bakas Tea?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Bakas Tea is the way to go.
Let me tell you something.
It's like,
because I drink Red Bull, but Bakas Tea, you can make your own Red Bull if you have sparkling water, cold sparkling water, and you pour a little bit of that, of the Bakas Tea mixed in with the sparkling water, and it'll taste exactly like Red Bull.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Although sparkling water is quite hard to get a hold of in Korea. It's not as common as...
I'm addicted to it. I love sparkling water.
I don't know. Sparkling water kind of has a bit of a weird taste for me. Maybe I just tried a bit of a dodgy brand. I don't know.
The reason why I drink it is because I had a soda pop addiction, like where I would go to BevMo and I would buy like sarsaparilla and root beer. And my whole fridge at one point was just different, like root beers and colas. And my friend came to visit me and he's like, dude, you're getting fat.
I've never actually personally tried root beer. I'm curious to try.
Oh, it's the best.
Does it have any similarities to actual beer?
No, it's like soda with like a caramel flavoring. Like,
oh, yum.
Yeah, it's like cola mixed with like caramel. It's the best. Oh my God.
I once went to Harry Potter Studios in London and they sold like butter beer. So I'm wondering if...
Wait, I never heard of that. What's that?
So, like, you know how in Harry Potter, they always go to pubs and they always order pub, like, when Harry Potter goes to pubs, he always orders butter beer.
Oh, and wow. I need to try that out.
I tried it out and it's amazing. It's quite like, it's like this foamy kind of caramel latte, but like more diluted.
Yeah, I love that. It sounds delicious.
It's great. Yeah, I love caramel.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of root beer, birch beer, ginger beer. I'm a fan of all of that.
Okay.
All of it. So any listeners out there, any like ginger beer or root beer companies, definitely holler at us.
I'll do a very amateur review of root beers.
So before I forget, what's your Instagram again? And I want to say it all again so people could support you in different ways.
Okay, my Instagram handle is at Sulee Susu. So that's SULEE.
Yeah.
SUSU. And
you can't see it here. Sorry. It's
that's just white.
It's SULEESUSU. Sulee Susu.
Yes.
SULEESUSU. S-U.
Yes.
Sulee Susu.
Yes.
With U's, right?
Yes.
All with U's.
Yes. All with you.
Okay. Follow her and follow her Bandcamp today, sulee.bandcamp.com. Your YouTube and your merch again.
YouTube is youtube.com/ Sulee Official, which is SULEE Official.
Yeah.
And what else was there? Bandcamp?
Your Bandcamp is sulee.bandcamp.com.
Yes.
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 Go there today, folks. Download and listen to the music. It's great music. I love what you're doing. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm a fan of what you're doing, and I think I think you should just keep going.
Always.
Especially in today's age. I mean, it's awesome to see an artist like yourself, like being able to promote, produce, film your videos and put it out there for the masses to watch.
Yeah, okay. Always keep them coming.
So yeah. That was easy, right? I mean, I just have a few announcements if you don't mind. And then But I want to remind you though, after this, through your Instagram, DM me all the links you want me to put for this particular episode.
All good.
Got shout it. Out to Sue Lee again, support her music, check her videos and her music out. There's a Patreon attached to this show. If you want the newest patrons, if you go to patreon.com/StevieWeeby are David Houghton, Jesus Magana, Isaiah Kilby, and today, well, I'm going to welcome Cordelia DeVoe. Okay. There's a website affiliated with the show. If you go to www.steviewebyshow.com, there's merch on that. Keep in mind, since the quarantine is happening, all of the orders are delayed because of, you know, the shipping and everything's delayed. So, but you will get your stuff. I look at it every day. StevieWeebyShow.com. Go to Instagram/QUANGOU. My music's at StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. There's a P.O. box. I haven't checked in a while, but if you want to send packages, send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. Support all my friends' podcasts, Losco Projects, Necro Electric, WFE, Tiger Belly, Bad Friends, and your YouTube channel one more time.
YouTube.com/SuLeeOfficial. That's it. That's the channel.
Thank you so much. It was an honor. Thanks for taking time to let me interview you. And hopefully, are you going to be, after this is all said, are you going to come out to the States again, or what's the deal? Are you just going to be in Korea?
Hopefully it's my dream to move out to, you know, somewhere in the States or, maybe even the UK, back to the UK where my friends are. But yes, I would love to move abroad again sometime soon.
Okay. So you're definitely going to either be in South Korea or London in the future.
Or America. Yeah.
You're always welcome as a guest on the Stevie Weeby Show. We could get a part two, part three, part four. I always like doing that with my guests.
Awesome. Yeah.
I want to give them a platform as well.
So, all good. Thank you.
So thanks for your time. We're at the 45-minute mark. I think we're looking good. Thanks again to you. And the best of luck in your future creations.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we could end it about now, and I'll just thanks for your time. Yeah, because I'll edit it to where, like, right now it'll be cut. Sitting by his side, it was a fallen leaf. Couldn't pick him up, a lifetime is brief. A homage to my pops and what he's achieved. From Korea to the land of stripes, VFE side. To high and auditory states, meet your guide. Your body stays below the river tide, confide. In the waters holding secrets as your lies subside. Upside is a feeling in a pot to fly. My balloon, let it fly up to the moon, yeah. Shaped like a spoon, not to be exhumed. Assume that I knew about the air it flew. A lonely troll with a tantrum throw. Hitting on the keys like he's Nat King Cole. Not a friend, but a foe on a gossip road. The Pope wears a tiara crown shaped like a fish. Donating all your earnings to the church, make a wish. Remember when you entered, not knowing you. The sender of a letter brought to the